AM 1430 KRGI, 105.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Brian Gallagher. This is Community Connection. It's brought to you by Cornhusker Toyota Honda, Nebraska's only combined Toyota Honda dealership. Time to get up on get caught up on things that are going on in and around Grand Island. Brad Mellon was here from the Greater Grand Island Convention and Visitors and Tourism Bureau, and it's just, there's so many things going on, but there's a big opportunity that is coming up here. In fact, it's going to be celebrated this weekend. So first off, welcome back.
Good to be here, Brian.
Let's talk about the open house that is going on this weekend, because as you may or may not know, Camp Augustine is going through changes, and these changes can turn into something absolutely beautiful for residents of this area. And with that preview, I'll let you kind of explain about the open house, but also some of the plans and dreams that are out there.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to come in today, Brian. This is a big deal, and we're going to have a celebration Sunday from 1:30 to 4, an open house, if you will. But you're exactly right. Camp Augustine, which is just south of Grand Island, for those that aren't familiar with where it is, it's right between Highways 281 and the South Locust exit on the interstate. So it's north of the interstate, north side of the channel where Mormon Island State Recreation Area is, and it's approximately 150-acre site that has been 60-plus years used by the Boy Scouts of America as a scouting camp.
That's going through changes.
The business of youth camping, Boy Scouts of America have had some struggles with some lawsuits and various changes there. Plus, Boy Scouts have a lot of camps in Nebraska, and so usage was down. And so it was a business decision largely to help satisfy some of the requirements. And so Director Dave Plond expressed that to me maybe a year and a half ago. And we started to imagine what could be done with that camp for public good, to continue a place for the public and youth and outdoor education to still have a place and live on beyond the Augustine years.
With that, I want you to imagine in your mind, if you can, the area of Camp Augustine, which, as he mentioned, is just off the old 281 or South Locust down near the interstate. And then the property itself extends back towards the west. But there is the possibility of connection with existing ground involving the Mormon Island area and some other federal ground that could all be put together. So when it's all said and done, you're looking at taking an area originally described here as under 150 acres to over 500 acres of recreation, of park, of family access. I mean, the possibilities here are just amazing.
It really is. And as you mentioned, going from 172 is the deeded acres for existing Mormon Island State Recreation Area. The Department of Transportation, if you drive by there on the interstate and look to the north, you'll see three ponds. Two of those are in the Mormon Island proper. And there's another one more towards the center, and that was owned by the Department of Transportation as mitigation ground. And I've long felt that should be part of Mormon Island. And the Game and Parks Commission went after that end result and were able to acquire that ground. So it's now deeded, as of this last year, to Game and Parks Commission. So they expanded another 170 acres on top of their existing. And then there's a federal piece of ground, which is going to take a little longer, but we're looking towards that end result as well, to add another 50 to 80 acres.
Now, the federal ground, as I understand it, is right along the old 281 or near the entrance to getting into the Camp Augustine area.
Yeah, it's on the South Locust. So the new interchange that we call it new, it's probably 20 years old now, the new interchange on I-80 at South Locust, it would be the northwest corner of that interchange is federal land. And that was mitigation ground to help offset the changes that were made when that interchange was done. And so it's basically set aside land that's not to be developed. You can do some minor development in those lands, but that's going to take about another year or more. Those things are slow to happen. But the eventual goal is to get that into the fold of the Game and Parks acreage there as well.
So what we have, if you try to, again, imagine in your mind, and if you go to the open house, you'll be able to see some pictures about all of this, but imagine working west from 281, no, work back to the east, 281, and then you're going to have the first lake area, then the second lake area, and then the new pond that they're basically saying, here's a pond, you do something with it, go ahead. Yeah. And so that's the plan. But then you add this federal land plus the Camp Augustine area to the north side. This all would, as this process evolves, become one giant piece of park ground with water, with access, with trails, and with all kinds of possibilities thereof. So this is just staggering.
It's a big project, and we've entered into talks with Game and Parks Commission, and they're very interested in the idea of getting this as a larger property all as one. Again, they're a big state agency, and they're slow to move, but that's okay. We've had great and productive conversations at the state level and the city level towards this end, and so we need to kind of imagine, as a community, how do we put our arms around this and build something that serves the needs for recreation for not only our community, but central Nebraska.
This could become a new major stopping point. This could be something where, as they're driving along the interstate, people are going, oh, look, we need to go there right now.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm a tourism guy, a marketing guy, and we want to have all kinds of things, you know, state fair, Fauner Park, all these things are reasons that people come here. This will be another big reason for people to come here, stay here, recreate here, and the people that live here. And I can also add the city of Grand Island, and I have to tip my hat to Mayor Steele and City Administrator Laura McAloon. They have embraced this idea wholeheartedly. They really went after it and put it into hyperdrive by making this purchase as a city and getting it approved through City Council to do that. And the other fun thing on this is the City Hike and Bike Trail on South Locust, right south of Walmart. There's a plan to do an engineering to create a bike path that person could ride their bicycle from anywhere in Grand Island out there to enjoy the park.
It wouldn't be that tough of an extension.
No, it's a couple miles. And
right.
There's a few bridges. And whenever they designed those bridges some 20 years ago, they put the extensions on there to have the hike bike trail already there. So the most expensive part of the trail has been waiting for this to happen. And I know the Boy Scouts imagined a trail at some point. It was always their dream to have that, and that's probably why those were done. Going back to Mayor Ken Gannott in that era, that's when that all took place. And so there was some visioning there, and it's always been on the city's drawing board to do this, but the acquisition of this land and the opportunity for this just made it an obvious choice to put funding to try to get this thing done.
We all need to understand and realize that this is a process. There are things that have to happen in a certain order in order for these pieces of the puzzle to fit into place. But if you have some vision, you can see what is possible. You may even think beyond what the plan is, but you know what? That's part of dreaming. And it kind of points to what you talked about in terms of that long-term plan. Now there is a purpose for these bike paths. There is a destination that could be out there, and this is something that for future generations really has an opportunity to be something spectacular right in our backyard.
Yeah, it is exciting, and the process, working with the city, the mayor, the city council, they ask good and hard questions about use of limited resources to get this done, and this isn't going to happen tomorrow. This will take 2-3 years to get this thing put together. And the end result, and we'll keep you and your listeners up to date on the process as we go. It can't happen quick enough, but we just have to be a little patient to let all the pieces come together, and let's design something really nice.
All right, let's talk about that open house again, because suddenly I think this has taken on a new level of importance and awareness that people should know about. Here's your chance.
Yeah, Camp Augustine. Go down South Locust Street, look for the sign, go to the west. 1:30 open house. You can take some time and walk the trails out there at the Camp Augustine, and there's going to be some hayrack rides and different, I think they're going to toast some s'mores, those kinds of things.
Really? Imagine that.
Imagine that. A few words at 2 o'clock by Dave Plon from the Boy Scout Council. I know there's a lot of scouts there. There's so many memories out there, and we want to honor what they've done. And so this is a very, very much, Boy Scouts know how to do ceremonies, and I'm looking forward to the ceremonies that they've prepared for this day and the celebration of the transition of this land into public use. Is a big deal. So come on out. We'll have the map that you and I have here in the studio. I'll have those out there. We'll pass them out to people that want to see how the larger parcels can look and learn about it.
This is Sunday.
Sunday, this Sunday, yeah.
Got it.
And the weather's going to be in our favor.
You're welcome. Brad Melema from Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is amazing. So kudos for your involvement in this and helping to make these things come together, and the dream is going to continue to grow. So I can't wait for the next update. Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Good morning from AM 1430 KRGI 105.5 FM.